Good afternoon. You're listening to NPR's All Things Considered on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Pat Blank. Saturday, November 9th marks the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall that divided Germany into East and West, and also marked the collapse of the Soviet Union. University of Northern Iowa history professor Ken Atkinson was there prior to that time, and he joins me this afternoon. Good afternoon, Professor Atkinson.
Thank you for having me.
What was your job there? You weren't there as a history professor.
No, I spent a total of 4 years active duty as a soldier in the U.S. Army. In my last 3 years, I was assigned to West Berlin inside the Berlin Wall as part of the Army of Occupation Force, along with the French and the British military. And we occupied the western portion of the city inside the Berlin Wall while the Russians held the rest of the country.
And I understand you had a very interesting job.
Yeah, it was rather unusual. I worked in with the mail and documents, and each night I would transport a lot of the documents to the airport that'd be flown to West Germany. But once a week, I would carry the most secret documents for the United States military, the government, the consulate. And I would take a train across through the Berlin Wall, and I would have special papers would let me through the Russian checkpoints, cross East Germany through the Iron Curtain to West Germany, and I'd get off a remote village in the middle of the night. And it would take about 7 hours, you know, the whole trip there and back. And some would be standing there in the dark with documents. We'd switch. Then I'd repeat the run, go back and forth. And this was the only secure means to get secret documents across. And because I was part of the occupation army, technically in Berlin, we were the last World War II air unit. So the Russians were our allies on paper. So I was allowed as an ally of the Russian army to cross Russian territory.
Did you understand at the time that you were being this courier what an important job it was and how potentially dangerous that it might be?
I was the only person in the country who did this once a week, carrying the most sensitive documents, material from spies, intelligence, back and forth, going through the Russian checkpoints across communist territory, through the Berlin Wall, the Iron Curtain. So I realized it was a very unique opportunity, and I did this myself. So it was kind of an unusual job. I really enjoyed doing it. It was such a rare opportunity. It gave me more access to communist territory than the average soldier.
Were there times when you carried something other than documents that you thought perhaps they were going to be used for ill will?
There were some strange things I had to carry, that certain secret units would bring the documents in sealed pouches, then I'd put them in bags, and the consulate would bring theirs already sealed pouch. Sometimes I had some really bizarre things, heavy boxes, odd-shaped objects in there. Once I swear I had a rifle I was carrying in there. So I never knew what was in there. I knew sometimes which units they were from. So my job was just get it to the other side where it would be picked up and then distributed, you know, throughout West Germany to the U.S. military and the government.
And I understand you took a trip back to Berlin not long ago. Tell me what it looks like now and how you remember it from nearly 30 years ago, actually more than 30 years ago.
Yeah, I was selected just over a year ago by the German government as part of a program called the Checkpoint Charlie Foundation. It was established at the end of the Cold War. And the main reason for us to bring 12 veterans each year back to kind of honor them for serving in Berlin. And then they also sponsor educational programs to kind of keep the memory of what happened in the Cold War alive. So I was, along with 10, total of 10 veterans, I went back. It was quite a shock to see the walls gone, just more of a tourist attraction, a few portions. And the old rundown buildings, Soviet flats, or luxury apartments. You go to Checkpoint Charlie now, there's McDonald's, Burger King, you know, Starbucks. So capitalism is one.
Professor Ken Atkinson, thank you very much for joining me this afternoon and sharing your story with our listeners.
Thank you very much.